I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Over Zoom, got with me Gus from Alison Parade. How are you doing, dude? How are you doing, man?
Doing very well, thank you.
Nice. You're here to talk about your new release coming out Thursday. It's called Sister. It's your first release since Sourdough, which is about this time last year. How are you feeling for it?
We're feeling pretty excited. Happy to have it coming out. It kind of marks a sort of transition into the sort of music that will be a bit of a staple for us going forward. More our sound that we cultivated over the last year.
Yeah. Nice. So you've been working on a fair bit of stuff over the last year, I guess, then, to cultivate the sound.
Yeah, so we've got this song, and then this will be the opening track of our debut EP, which will be the full body of work, angling more towards this sound of things.
Yeah, mean. Tell us a little bit about it, like about the sound, about what the song means to you.
Yeah, so it's evolved over a fair bit of time. So it started off as like just a solo acoustic song.
Yeah.
That Oscar wrote and used to play, and then we sort of moved it to a full band sound.
True.
In terms of the lyrics, they're inspired by the film Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly the idea of someone's sibling leaving home to try and find a better life. So the song's sort of written as an extension of that thought.
Yeah.
With sort of the second two verses being a realisation that the sibling's growing as a person, and by leaving, it's sort of help them, and they should continue on that path.
Yeah, fair enough. Makes sense.
The emotion of this track is sort of everything, so we're hoping that is conveyed through the music.
Yeah, conveyed. Easily relatable, I guess, too. Just good vibes, always.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like you guys are really good at conveying those emotions through your songs. Like, the ones I've listened to, it's, like, really good. I guess, I don't even know what the word is, like, connectivity to like
I suppose. Well, that's good you say that, because that's kind of the idea we're coming for. Be felt as much as they're heard.
What was the process of like recording it, like, and writing it?
We recorded all this at home in Melbourne. We live in a small little townhouse in the city, and we did it all ourselves, all the recording, and then we sent it off to be mixed by a guy named Callum Barter.
Oh, yeah.
Who's originally from Melbourne, but he lives in LA now.
Nice.
And he was awesome. Like, he really turned our recordings into, like, proper sort of really established ones, which were a little bit... It's the first time we'd done that, recorded it all ourselves, but I feel like it's just a much better product. We also went time, like, doing it and on our own time, which is good.
That is good vibes. Yeah. Was it... Yeah, I guess it would have been, like, real different to working in a studio recording and stuff,
And as much as you've got, like, an experienced engineer, which is helpful, it's just nice, like, not having pressure, and sometimes you'll get in there and you'll do your takes and you'll kind of rush them, and it just doesn't feel as natural, whereas we had plenty of time to do this and we're all pretty comfortable, so it was good. It was a nice way to do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And this new sound, I guess, you're talking about, and the new era for Alison Parade, have you got any particular, like, musical inspirations or, like, vibes you were trying to create with this EP?
Yeah, so it's we're sort of going on this folk rock kind of angle. So a lot of the War on Drugs.
Yeah.
Wilco kind of Fleet Foxes kind of vibe.
That's a good vibe.
We're hoping this whole EP is sort of centred around that, idea, that sound. Moving away from the sort of surfy rock stuff that we released earlier when we were a bit younger.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, progressing with age, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sort of we've been playing long enough together now to know what we like and how to get at it.
Yeah, no, for sure. How has working on the EP been? How many, tell us a little about what has, like, how it's come together, the whole thing.
We've got this song, Sister, which is opening track. And then we have three other tracks, all full band, and one might just be a sort of solo, sort of vibe. And they're sort of, the next song out will be Blue Return, that'll also be a single.
Nice.
And that follows the fan sort of vibe as Sister. And then we have another one, Old River, which is a bit more sort of up-tempo and rocky.
Yeah.
That's the plan for the EP. And then from there, we're just right now we're working on new stuff for the second body of work. So
true.
Hopefully plenty of more music coming out over the year.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's going to be a good time. Good year for Alison Prey.
Yeah,
big year. Hopefully. We'll see. I'm sure it will be.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We're trying to.
Yeah. What's inspired the EP? Like, I guess over this last year you haven't really released anything. Is there any, like, particular themes or, like, experiences that have inspired the writing behind it?
It's mostly we've all sort of moved to Melbourne within the last year and this year all together to sort of pursue the band and music. So the EP is more or less kind of a reflection of that. And
true.
Also we've never had a full body of work that encapsulates like a holistic sound before. And even with some of our previous singles, you can sort of notice the development and change in each one. So we're hoping to put together a full body of work that kind of represents our sound now. And people would look on and be like, this is Alison Prey, rather than sort of disjointed sound you might get with a lot of singles.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, makes sense. Put it out. It's good. Yeah, I'm excited for it. It's going to be fun. And then with this new release, have you got any...
Yeah, it should be good.
Pretty
good.
Yeah, no, for sure. Have you got anything lined up to go along with the release? Any tours? Anything exciting in the works?
For this single, we have a launch on the 30th of March at the Old Bar.
Nice.
Fitzroy in Melbourne.
Love Fitzroy.
And then when the EP comes out, we'll do another launch likely at the retreat. And then after that, we're hoping just to play up and down the East Coast
of
Australia. Wherever people will have us, really.
Yeah.
We'd love to get to New Zealand at some point, but
we
might need a bit more fan base before we do that.
You'd be more than welcome over here. Welcome with open arms in Dunedin, at least. Charlotte would fly
it'd be fun. It'd be fun.
Any potential headlines up and down the East Coast? Because you've supported some, like, insane Aussie names.
Not at this time.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's the thing. There's a lot of great music, but we're just sort of working with our booking agent and manager at the moment. Sorting through all that.
Yeah, nice.
Finding out the right time to all that sort of thing.
True.
But, yeah, the priority now is sort of just the release of all this music.
Yeah. No, for sure. How's the mixing process been? So you've been sending it off to LA to be mixed, at least this single. Have all of them been sent off?
They mostly have, apart from two.
Yeah,
the process is pretty easy. This guy Callum, he's amazing. Like we'll send a mix, we'll send a stem that's ready to be mixed, and within a day,
that's insane.
Then we'll send edit, and he'll have them again. So
nice. He's
awesome. I highly recommend him. And he's kind of really just nailed kind of what we wanted.
Yeah,
he's hit the nail on the head in terms of the sound. He just seems to get it. So, yeah, it's actually been the smoothest we've ever had with a mixing engineer.
Yeah, good vibes, good
really
vibes.
That.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's good fun, very exciting for you guys. Have you got anything else to add about the EP? I mean, I feel like good tracks, good vibes, completely different direction, or more honed in on the sound, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's mostly it. So we're hoping everyone likes it, and hopefully this single is a good one to kick it off with.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm excited for its release. It's out on Thursday. You've got the gig coming up lined up. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
This is the world premiere of the song. Actually,
world
you guys are the first one.
I don't know if I've got it. Hang on. Let me find the track again. Yeah, that's so exciting. That's gonna be a good time. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to ask, really. I mean, you've got very exciting things.
Just about covered everything.
No, for sure. Is there anything else you wanted to add, or?
We're just hoping everyone sort of likes this, and any feedback is welcomed as well. We always like to hear what everyone thinks of it. So, hopefully everyone likes it.
I'm sure they will. I'll like it. Charlotte will like it. It'll be a great time. Yeah. I mean, nice. Well, thank you so much for coming on air. It's been an absolute pleasure. Very keen to hear the release. It's going to be a fun time. I've got Morning Talk queued up, and then I'm going to try and find the track in my documents somewhere. It's going to be a fun time.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Well, yeah. Thanks so much for having us. We always like you guys. So
yeah,
we'll talk in the future when the next single and the EP comes out.
definitely, definitely. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course. That was Alison Parade. You're listening to Radio 191 FM, and this is Morning Talk. Hope you enjoy.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.